Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. Hey there. Chris and I weren't able to record a regular episode this week, so I decided to do something a little bit different as I was home over the weekend. So listen to this, don't listen to it, whatever. Here is our trip to the store.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Okay, now it's on.
Oh, perfect. Can I turn this light off?
Yes, you can.
Nice. I feel very put on the spot by this.
No. Tell me about your mug.
Am I going to back end anything?
Just concentrate on driving.
Oh. Okay. No, the mug that I got, I don't even know what it's called. I think it's got some kind of Asian cancer stuff sprayed on the inside of it. Because I think it's got the Japanese symbol for dead. Drink this, American.
Yes.
No, but I left it in my car overnight and came out in the morning and sipped hot coffee.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a thermos?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's just an open top mug.
I don't know. I think it's got fire in it.
Oh, it's a plane to the old, to the elemental plane of hot coffee, a portal.
It's a Bunsen mug.
Yeah. No, but this is a sealed like thermos thing.
Yeah, it's got gaskets and folds and seams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lips, threads.
It's got nubs. It's like a Tenga egg.
Right. Got a lanyard attached to it. You could swing it.
You know, in case you need to throw it over a large gap or crevasse.
Right.
Before you get there. Yeah. Huh. You said, like, oh, I need to show you this mug. I thought it would have some kind of slogan.
No, I said you needed to get one.
Oh, wow.
I almost did buy you a mug last night, though.
What'd you almost get?
It's a mug. It's got a tea kettle on the side of it and it says homebrew.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I approve of you trying to start these collections for me, though.
I think it's funny how we just got done eating dinner in which you were pretty much a grump all the way through. And then suddenly you turn on a recorder and you're like, this guy?
This guy.
Yeah, who are you?
If I'm being recorded, I wasn't a grump the whole way through. I was just quiet. Just, like,
it was a heavy meal. It makes me sleepy.
Chris,
two out in the bottom of the ninth. Cole's up with baseball metaphors.
Yeah, no, I just it was the air.
You don't have to turn it down. It's cool.
Crank
it back up.
No, it's whatever, man. You made me self-conscious. You scared the turtle back into his shell.
It's not who you are. It's who you were compared to who you are.
Right, right. No, we just, you get down there in that basement, and you know you're eating like steak and green beans and
talking about your failures.
Yeah. I didn't think I was very grumpy. I thought that I was just,
You weren't grumpy.
I was making room for everybody else to talk, because there's a lot of, people need a lot of leeway.
Right.
In those situations,
did,
right?
Did you see the grumpy cat wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm in it for the meme?
in it for the meme, like the emulator, or in it for the meme?
Right.
How do you pronounce M-E-M-E?
Mame?
No, it's meme.
Is how?
Meme. No, meme, like Gene. Meme.
Mean?
Meme.
But it's an M, it's not an N. Is it two N's?
It's two M's. M-E-M-E.
Two N's.
Nene?
Yeah.
Watch you whip?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I say meme. Sorry, I'm in it for the meme.
Okay, in it for the meme. I got you.
I do it just to feel alive. I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, your motivation is good.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just definitely
like Grumpy Cat.
Right. I'm here to make my owner rich.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically.
The bigwigs of the network.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. We're here at the intersection of 4th and Stumbo.
I only counted 3 N-bombs during that dinner. Not counting the ones that I used. I said, of course.
Well, you only counted 3 incoming N-bombs?
Right.
Yeah.
Incoming N-bombs.
You know, as distinct from outgoing.
That's funny.
Oh, that's complicated.
There is like a all African American We Were Soldiers going on in my head.
Yeah.
Incoming N-bomb.
Oh boy.
There was what podcast was making the argument that there was a that We Were Soldiers is the most graphic war ever in movies.
We Were Soldiers. Can you remind me?
Yeah, it was the Mel Gibson joint about Vietnam and the French.
Oh, like
bailing out the French.
Oh, it was like the pre Vietnam War, yeah, Vietnam, like when it was when Vietnam was still the French colony.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was before, you know, we were really involved.
Yeah, yeah, like in the, because that shit started like in the late 50s, I think.
I'm about ready to activate the my special unit. Well, after that dinner, the big brown number two.
I grossed out your daughter. Because I was at a second birthday party today, and the cake was this monstrosity that was simultaneously shaped like Thomas the Train Engine, but also a large number two.
Who else's birthday did you go to?
Well, it was my own. I am a bouncing baby boy.
Oh, second birthday.
Yeah. No.
I thought you went to two Whoa. Two birthday parties.
Wow. Hey, red car.
Did you hear that in the back?
Fuck you, Sebring.
That's a golf bag I bought to get the clubs in it. Goodwill won't let you separate lots. What? So I can't have this $300 set of golf clubs for $3 without buying a bag.
Huh.
That's what you're telling me. But I can drive around the building and give the bag back to you. Yes, that's correct.
I mean, it's kind of like a rebate.
She taps a sign.
It's just a diagram with an arrow going around the building.
Yes.
Oh.
What's your return policy?
Oh, did I left those brass bookends in your trunk.
They are back there. You're
okay,
right.
Cool. So I can grab those. Yeah. Is this place open?
Till 9.
Okay.
That's what Gmail told me.
Google when?
I've never done that.
Google now?
It's like Google how.
Google, huh?
How? Oh, well.
So
are we going to pause this then?
I'm going to put this on a different microphone mode and just keep it in my pocket.
Oh, all right.
Okay, we're walking through the parking lot now.
Right.
I feel like we're doing like an NPR kind of thing, like in the field.
Yeah.
How they had that real poor audio quality. What, do you think people are going to know that we're walking and doing a show?
You know, I think that's one of those things, like, do you think they're going to know we're high?
Well, they're not going to know what we're high on.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll guess one of the three.
We're high off publicity.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to throw this away. That cracker wrapper. Tommy Hilfiger polos. Cracker wrappers. Get it? Where are we going?
We're here for what? We're here for paint?
No.
We're here for doors.
Yeah, I gotta go look at paint and doors. Those are neato.
What is that? Oh, it's a
fireplace TV holder.
Oh, neat. So that he can bubble up and warp your television screen?
No, they're actually really cool.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna get one for the basement.
Cool.
When I hit the lotto.
That's what you're going to do with your Powerball. $1 billion.
You want a fluorescent tube joust?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Is that a washing machine with a TV in it?
I think so.
Home improvement.
No, I think we ought to tube joust. We got to get two hoverboards.
Is that a display?
I think so. Is that a camera inside to show you?
Oh, my God. There's a fan in there.
Get them out.
Huh. Nope, the lid does not activate the music.
I think that's just a display thing.
$81 chandelier.
$50. So there was something in the parking lot you wanted to tell me about relating to golf.
Oh yeah, we went to took Emma to dinner at the Mexican place, and there were some kids with like gauged out ears, and they were dressed all in all black, and the kid had the Amish thing.
Oh,
like the Moe's beard.
Yeah, yeah, the
neck beard. It was dyed bright pink. She wigged out.
We call that the tumbler.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
She wigged out. She did not like these ne'er-do-wells.
No, she lost her poo.
Oh. Like, did they hear her? Did they notice this?
She actually cried.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to sell me on bulk network cable, Chris?
Because I'm trying to network my house. I'm not trying to get you to buy it.
Oh, you asked me if I had a crimper so you could borrow it.
Yeah, they're $30.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's... There we go.
Knucklehead.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, it's the only stuff in Lowe's. They got a $3,000 refrigerator with a TV in it. This $30 crimper is like on like some kind of vending wheel.
It's a puzzle. It's like the island of mist in here.
So you want a network. Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Answer these questions through. Huh. So how's your LED experience going?
It's going pretty good. I like it a lot. I like being able to whisper light into existence.
Yeah, I was wondering how personifying your apartment was working out.
Basically, I'm trying to do like an Iron Man kind of thing.
Company? Yeah.
Oh. No, I need to get like an Amazon Echo and pretend that I have a friend named Alexa.
I think people know. You're talking really loud at no one.
Yeah.
Quite positively.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Uh-huh.
All-purpose exterior primer sealer.
Is this for your basement?
Yeah. Who knows? Would you ever eat people?
I don't think so. I mean, unknowingly, I probably couldn't tell. If somebody, you know, slipped me a little bit of long pig.
What do you think that tastes like?
I mean, if you believe what people say, we taste like
pig. I don't believe that.
There's like wild boar.
First off, any kind of guy who's going to eat people is not somebody I'm going to trust.
Chris, I think you set up like the reverse of a no true Scotsman, no true cannibal.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to have those.
Well, there's that, there's an anthropologist who, developed...
his own kind of cheese.
No, he developed his own, it's a human flavor tofu called fufu.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I looked at the ad on my phone and like it was really small and it made it feel bigger. It looked like there was Valspar made for 1999. Can I tell you what I'm trying to do, and maybe you could...
Yeah, what's up?
I'm trying to paint, or I am painting, the ceiling in a basement.
Okay.
And the ceiling is just the joist and the mm-hmm. And I'm brush painting it. Because spray... It's actually not that bad.
Oh, it's not?
I have it, like, half primed.
Oh, cool.
But it's going not great. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for something that I can put over the primer. It's going to cover... but not be
super expensive.
Yeah, because it's the basement. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, that's gonna do it.
4,000 ceiling paint. Yep. You're still gonna have to prime because what's gonna happen is you try and put this stuff over that bare wood, it's just gonna soak right in.
Right.
But once you put that on the bare wood, you'll be fine. If you wanted something a little glossier, then you could go up to like the semi-gloss.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to get it a little bit shinier, but usually I tell folks, I mean, flat makes it seem like it's higher up.
Oh, really?
Gloss tends to bring the ceilings down.
Gotcha.
You're already in a basement. You don't want it coming down on you. So
yeah. How is that going to cover compared to, like, the kills 1, 2, 3 or whatever it is?
It's going to cover about, well, here's the thing. You're painting the primer. It'll probably go a third more than what the primer's doing, because the primer's just sucking into that woodwork.
Okay.
That's the problem. You'll probably go a third more, or maybe a half again.
Okay.
So two of these for every three you're doing is probably going to be a fair kind of way of going.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
Yeah. That's the reason why a lot of people just spray it black.
Oh, well, it's not. It's low.
It's real low?
Yeah. I mean, it's 7 foot.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Yeah. But yeah, that this stuff will work fine for you.
Cool. Thank you.
And if you can spray it, that's the best way. Gosh, I mean, it's just so much easier at times.
Right.
Now, did you have the metal duct work?
I do.
Okay. Did anybody tell you to wash that down with vinegar before you paint?
Yeah, I've washed it down with just a spray cleaner.
Okay.
Like, what's it called? Awesome or something like that.
Okay, I can't guarantee that's going to do it. Usually you have to take the vinegar to neutralize the galvanized.
Okay.
May peel off. If it starts peeling off, just get up there with a wire brush, hit it real quick, wash it down with vinegar, and then go repaint.
Is there any sprayer that you can... Because to run a sprayer, I think it's like $150 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue is that I don't have the time
to
do it all in one shot.
Yeah. She's a little white man.
So, as far as working like above my head...
The only thing would be
like this easy tilt
thing.
Is that real?
What it is is the feed on it.
Oh, it's okay.
It actually does feed pretty good.
Okay.
Now here's the thing: you're gonna have to constantly be filling it.
Right.
But yeah, that does help a lot now. With they know the routine, know what you're going through with that.
Right.
Other than that would be, and I don't even think I've got any of the. Would be like these Flexios.
Mm-hmm.
They feed pretty good. I mean, they really do feed pretty good.
Still a limited cup.
Exactly, limited cup.
Do any of these?
But honestly, if you're at about a 45 degree angle,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing pretty good.
Okay.
So
that's the plus. Is that what that is?
Yeah, this would be the plus with the easy tilt, which would be.
I think they're sold out.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me see. 373-472. Yeah, I might be out of that one.
Okay.
But that would probably be the best.
All right.
Sorry. Cool. I mean, if you were looking to get one, I mean, I can always do the displays, usually. As long as I've got all the parts.
Gotcha.
The only problem is I don't know if I've got all the parts.
That's no problem. I can,
Yeah, that would definitely be the one that would work good for you, though.
Yeah, that's a display of missing parts.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, that's cool. The only problem.
No problem.
I don't know what would be missing out of it.
Right. I'm going to grab the paint anyway.
All right.
I'm going to go from there.
No problem.
Thank you.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Thanks.
Do.
Tell you what, I'd eat human with that guy.
That way you both can have a secret. How many of these are we getting?
Just two.
All right.
Where are we going now? Hey, earthling.
Don't go to a nursing home.
Clearance, bro.
Oh, wow.
What?
No, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize we had machinery barreling down
this. Oh, yeah, it's a 13,000 pound
stone.
How much
did
that
say? Oh, jeez. That's a good price for that size of a deal. Run.
Is it a good looking run?
It's got to be what, like 10 feet by 18, I think? Something like that?
8 by 10.
8 by 10?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a nice rug, man. All right. I don't know what... guess we're gonna do this. Just say that we did it.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, all we have to do is say, yeah, we just didn't have the right information.
Oh, well. 368. Are they out of their minds?
I just... What happens if, like, a lizard gets stuck in that?
Well, then you get lizard blinds.
Okay. People in the Southwest pay good money for that.
Right.
It does look pretty cool. I just worry about there being like condensation on the inside or something.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure. Yeah, double paint anything.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
But I mean, like, what? They were talking about wanting one that has the...
They want the screen in it.
The screen on the top, so something like this.
Oh, it's got the screen in it now, though. So. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Screen away.
Yeah. But that's got... That's way bigger than they would need, though, isn't it?
I don't know. They didn't give us dimensions.
Yeah. I just... That seems big. I don't know if it's because it's, like, lofted up like that.
So you're going to be in the mid to high twos.
Yeah. Like, I would tell them, like, 300 is what you're looking at for...
I think this is actually what they have.
It looks really similar to what we have at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a...
Yeah, 236.
Those are different sizes, or... No. Oh. Yeah, 236, like 250.
I mean, you can go a lot cheaper. 197. That's not a... Yeah, it's...
They don't want one that's going to turn to powder in the rain.
That's chintzy. Yeah. That's bad business right there.
Yeah. No, there is an anthropologist who developed a human flavor tofu called Hufu.
Kahufu?
The call of Hufu. You've got the hunger.
Oh, well.
Maybe the
pine door.
Kramer
door. Yeah. Listen.
It's made out of wood.
Oh, God, I broke it. This is the one that they have on the center there.
It helps protect you and your pet. What kind of wood is that? That's pine,
oh, that's the
it?
One right there.
Where? Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Hmm.
Good shit.
Yeah, so tell them like $200, you think?
Kahufu?
Kahufu.
What is it called?
Wiz Khalifa.
Right.
No, it's a Hufu. Hufu. Cuban tofu.
Hufu.
Hufu.
Bean duck.
I don't know.
Can you know that guy?
No, I think they're suspicious.
Probably following us. The LP people are. You know what LP people are, right?
Oh, yes, loss prevention.
Right.
You know that well.
Yep. Take me back to LP room.
Yeah.
And wait the popo.
You gotta give them LP eyes. You know what LP eyes are?
What?
It's when you make eye contact with everybody who comes into the store.
You want a red ampersand?
Yes.
What do you know about bus breaker?
Bus breakers?
Yeah.
I don't.
Strapping machine. I always wanted to have a strapping machine that the model is called Young Lad.
Well, that'd be the brand. Like a
Young Lad strapping machine?
Yep.
Nothing straps like Young Lad.
Did we get what you were coming here for?
Yeah. Display dome.
Copy of John Wayne magazine?
Well, not unless it's a collector's edition.
Oh, it's the official one.
Oh, really?
Sure in luck.
There's a $25 USB cable.
Ooh.
No wonder they're on the
floor. Is it 100 feet?
I don't know. 6 foot.
Did you find everything all right?
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Milo's card?
I don't know. I do.
You do?
I do.
Awesome.
The My Lowe's card, it remembers your purchases so that you don't have to remember.
Oh, cool.
3209.
It's the equivalent of talking to your house. Mm. You gotta turn on the lights.
Yeah, like I do.
How's it for you?
2887. Plus,
yep.
If you need to return anything, you have no receipt. Just pop out your card and you'll see it. Keep it in there. It's gonna be approved 2887.
Get one of those chips in your
hand. Yeah, it's always a little bit frustrating because if I see they have a chip reader, I'll go for it, but sometimes it's not activated yet.
A lot of places aren't activated
so it's,
yet.
It's always one or the other, and I never do the right one.
Why doesn't anybody put their pen in like that?
I don't know.
It makes way more sense.
Then it, I mean, when they put it in the other way, it gets all tangled up
right.
And everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
You've unwittingly been on the wankster.
We've captured your voice.
We'll be back in the morning for vocational counseling.
Were you going into her sales pitch for her?
Yeah.
Okay. I like how she just like ollie-ooped it like straight back.
I see you.
Yes.
This is the call. It's just like yours.
Yeah, it's nicer. Hi.
Well, does that have keyless entry?
Like automatic keyless entry?
No.
Yeah. Does that have keyless entry?
Hey, wouldn't it be something if that paint guy didn't even work there?
If he was just a helpful paint vigilante.
Right. My dad's a Valspar man. I'm a Valspar man. See, we could, his dad probably invented Valspar 4000.
His dad was an android from the 4000 line.
Most people just spray it black, but with paint like this.
Wait, is that Fridays again?
Yeah.
They came back?
Yeah. People demanded it.
That's ridiculous. So it's no longer Johnny Biggs.
No, it's not called Johnny Biggs anymore. Still sells burgers.
Right, still sells fries, probably very overpriced. Lots of Jack Daniels derived sauces.
Right.
No, that was my hangout. That was our...
Jack Daniels fudge.
I've got to get the gang back together and let them know that Fridays is back.
Jack Daniels fudge explosion.
Yep.
I want to fudgy the whale.
Oh, man. Nope. Those guys at Carville know what they're doing.
We still do the popcorn, just not the airplanes. Now, this is the relic.
Oh, Office Max?
Oh, my God.
I feel like...
There's two people in black shirts just talking all the time.
Yeah, no, every time I turn down an aisle I'm afraid I'm going to see somebody dangling from an extension cord. Like, it's...
Have you ever been in there and talked to the autistic gay guy who thinks he's really important?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
I don't know. But it's awful. And he's always he's always going like this. He's touching...
Oh, he's doing the Secret Service
right.
Move?
Well, he's not talking into his sleeve.
Right, know? Right.
He's pressing the thing on his belt.
Curl. Yeah.
Yeah. He's demanding things.
He's calling back to the stock room, like, give me this USB hub now.
Right.
God damn it.
This chair won't swivel.
The chair ran out of swivel fuel.
I don't know. Its accumulator won't let it swivel. God damn it. Didn't you just get back from training?
It bust you down to sergeant so fast.
I'm going to have to order the supplemental video. I wonder how many different directions they could have gone with the spelling of men's warehouse.
Oh, is that like a... Yeah. It's one of those things like the Beatles. Like, it's clever the first time you see it, but then it just fades into the background.
Huh?
I don't know. I just go to Men's Warehouse so much that it becomes such a fixture. Don't even think about it. It's weird looking at it spelled.
You know that thing, the photo where they're walking across the crosswalk?
The Beatles?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was actually filmed on the moon.
Oh.
It's all Photoshop.
Huh. Which part was on the moon?
What's his name? Paul.
Okay, Paul was there because he was dead.
Right.
And
I had to go to the moon to get him.
Right.
Planet Fitness, this is a judgment-free zone. H.H. Gregg, another relic.
So weird.
Why does anybody ever blow up the Humane Society?
I don't know. I would think that PETA would have beef with them. Like,
well, it's like it's basically a puppy abortion clinic.
Huh.
Think about it.
I don't really think of... Like, is that where they take pregnant puppies? I thought they just killed them.
Well, yeah. It's that, yeah. Right, unwanted puppies, they kill them. It's like an abortion clinic. It's like a post-birth abortion clinic.
I mean, like... I would liken it more to, like, the state pen. Like, it's...
Why isn't anybody shooting up that place? I'm a soldier for the puppies.
Yeah, I'm a puppy warrior.
Right.
Yeah.
They're busy tossing cans of red paint on people. Valspar 4000.
So much more efficient with a 45-degree flexi spout.
Do you belong to PETA? Do you want to make a scene?
Oh, God.
Oh God, I'm thinking about a guy who invents like a beef substitute.
Yeah.
In his basement, goes on TV and sells it. Calls it Shamco.
You're not gonna believe this.
You are not gonna believe the taste of this sponge. What? I'm sorry.
Well,
you got me. It's a sponge. It's a sponge with beef blood in it.
Yeah, it's sponge derived. We have to use something as a basis for the matrix in which the protein strands kind of form. We do our best to dissolve, but there's a maximum sponge guarantee in Shamgow.
At least 3% beef.
Well, what was that? What was it you said earlier about the Revenant?
Oh God, yeah. The Revenant stole kind of my title idea. I don't know.
Not your premise, though. Okay. Like it's not a.
Picture this, Sicily, 19. No, the movie is about a depressed guy whose wife leaves him. He owns a carpet shop, and it's called The Revenant. I don't know. Maybe he's got some kind of scam where he's gonna take a trip off of Yogurt Tops or something.
Yeah, he just punched real close.
What? No, I said yogurt.
Oh, okay. So not pudding.
Right.
Okay. Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of like his redemption or his like catharsis is like he turns his business and his life around by also selling tile.
He got a binding machine.
Hmm.
He sews around the edges and sells rugs.
Okay.
Scene.
What is a carpet remnant? Is that just like, oh, we cut this and here's is that what we used to put in the bottoms of our cardboard box forts?
Yeah, well, yeah, basically. I
mean, yeah.
But then it's just the odds and ends left over at the end of the roll.
Right, right. It's the last.
It's a remnant.
Right, right, yeah.
Of a roll.
Okay.
It's a rug with no edges.
Okay, can. So it just goes on forever?
Well, no, it's not a rug without limits.
Hmm.
Ooh, that's a. Rugs without limits.
That's the craziest born.
But I needed food.
Hmm.
Giving poor people rugs.
Right, right. Just boil this up. The glue will soften.
Have your dysentery on this.
Ugh.
Super absorbent.
But isn't there usually a pad underneath these? You haven't earned a pad.
Why hasn't there been like a mashup of dogs, you know, scooting their butts across the carpet? And somebody parodies like Cat Scratch Fever with Ass Drag Fever.
Because those dogs are really sick.
Oh God. Is that what that means?
I think so. I think
are they trying to call the worms out?
I think they've got a like the call of Khufu. No, I think they've got like they've got passengers.
Alright.
Yeah. Well, we're done. We're back.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.